know.
Great morning and happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Welcome into the sanctuary of Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. We are so excited that you are joining us this morning. Praise the Lord our God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The scripture declares, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. For the whole earth is filled with your glory. Amen. And that really equates to the fact that the glory of God is encamped inside of godly mothers. Amen. That make a difference by their significance. Hallelujah. Oh, that was good right there. So we are thankful and grateful this morning for you joining us here in the sanctuary. And let me just say before we begin this morning to our, amen, the mother of this house, amen, and our woman of God, to my queen, my wife, Prophetess Tracy McCoy, we do, amen, recognize and realize the significance that God has given her as a mother to our children and a spiritual mother, amen, to his church. So we're thankful and grateful for what God has done and what he's doing, glory to God, in the lives of those daughters that have been just touched, amen, and blessed by the ministry that the Lord pours out of her. Praise God. So family, we thank you this morning, and we want to pray and get right into this wonderful word of God this morning. I give a shout out, amen, as well to our spiritual connection and our spiritual mother, Dr. Lynn Giddens, amen, as well in Destiny Christian Center, California. God bless you and have a blessed Mother's Day. Father, thank you this morning for the grace of God. We just come this morning to lift you. We come this morning to glorify you. We come this morning to acknowledge your presence and acknowledge, Father, your hand upon every mother, every woman. God, we thank you that this day is special. It's significant. Hallelujah. It's a day of recognition and a day of your righteous theology. We just undergird, Father, hallelujah, mothers, God, today. We thank you now for the word of God that would go forth and not return to you void. We speak blessings and favor, increase and multiplication, growth, hallelujah, Father, deliverance and development and discipline in the lives of your people this morning, hallelujah. Thank you that the word of God, hallelujah, Father, is powerful. It is sharp. It, glory, hallelujah, it, God, divides even as under, soul from spirit and joint from marrow. It will, Father, hallelujah, do what you called it to do. We thank you today, Father, hallelujah, for the family of God, for the word of God, for the witness of the Holy Spirit this morning. Let the word, God, hallelujah, as I submit to you, be inspiration, revelation, and transformation to the heart of those that we receive this morning. We pray, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, great morning and happy Mother's Day. God bless you, family of God. You know, we're living in a world that thrives off of independence and inclusiveness and self-sufficiency and digitalization. These things have really become the staple of where the world has placed its value and its trust. And it's not going to change it's going to go further before it goes back. And what I'm saying is that we'll never experience the world that we were living in, amen, before, hallelujah, the turn of COVID and the way that life changed and how that we were ushered forward, glory to God, into a 8 to 10 year cycle of living that was coming, but got accelerated, glory to God, by, hallelujah, the environment. And so, you know, people, children, friends, it's amazing that they would rather text you than talk to you because of where we are in the world. A great majority would even choose to FaceTime you over time instead of spending time in your face. Yes, it is the modernization. It is the digitalization. It is the transformation of our society that has and will continue to change a lot of things as we live forward, look forward, even in the world. But I want to, glory to God, I want to say, amen, that though a lot of things are going to change, it will not change the nature and the love that God has given mothers. No. Motherhood is God's theology. Yeah, yeah. Motherhood is God's theology. Glory to God. And this morning, I just want to encourage you. I want to talk to you in this topical message about the significance of mothers. Yeah, the significance of mothers, the significance of mothers. And if you, glory to God, amen, just need to add something to it, you can say the significance of mothers in scripture. But I just want to talk to you about the significance of mothers. And let me define dictionary.com of this word significance for you. It is the quality of being worthy of attention or importance. Yeah, significant is the quality of being worthy of attention or importance. Glory to God. And we know that this day is celebrated all around the world, and that the Mother's Day, amen, business front is a $1 billion business, and families, glory to God, shut down restaurants and all over the world. Glory to God. You have to now have a strategy and a plan if you're going, amen, to celebrate, amen, Mother's Day on the day, because so many people recognize, amen, and lift up the importance and bring attention to the mothers in their lives. So that's really what this word is all about, glory to God, this morning. And by the way, amen, just happy Mother's Day to all our spiritual daughters, glory to God, from all over. God bless you this morning. Praise God. Listen, please, when we talk about the significance of mothers, the first mention of the word mother in scripture, it comes out of the word, out of the book of Genesis. I believe it's right around verse 24 when the word begins to say that a man shall leave his father, amen, glory to God, and his mother, and be joined or cleave to his wife. And when we look up and look at that word mother right there, it means, watch this, it comes from this Hebrew word ame, and this Hebrew word ame, it means house bond. So watch it now. God's significance of mothers is that when he created a man and he needed to complete his will, Glory to God. He understood in his theology, glory to God, that he needed a mother, glory to God, to complete not only his will, but to complete the man. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. A husband. A husband. So watch this. As the husband, in God's theology, mothers are significant. And mothers should be secure. And mothers, glory to God, should be sound, amen, in who their identity is. And what that really says, let me just speak to, glory to God, if you women of God, amen, and my spiritual daughters this morning, or our spiritual daughters this morning, watch this. If the word I may mean house bun, that really means, watch this now, glory to God, you need to be secure. Glory to God. Watch this. You need to be secure in who God made you to be. Glory to God. And if you, as the house bond, if you happen to have a husband, glory to God, hallelujah, then he should enhance your security. You should not lean on him to make you secure. That'll preach right there. I just won't stay with it. Amen. Because this is not the time for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. But house bun is this word. Amen. Mother. Glory to God. And then the second time we see the word in scripture, mother, it is when God gave Adam the assignment to name, glory to God, this woman that he gave him, and he called her Eve. Amen. And we know that that meant that she was the mother of all living. Glory to God. So she was coming into his life as the husband, amen, to bond, amen, everything, amen, in the house or in the environment in which God created them, glory to God, as the wife, hallelujah, or the mother. So when we talk about this word mother, amen, it is mentioned, family, over 200 times in scripture, and motherhood is revered in scripture as a significant and a noble calling. Yeah, motherhood is a calling. God employs this metaphor of mothers to illustrate his profound love and nurturing care for his children and his church. Yeah, his children and his church. I love it. Glory to God. Every woman is born with the inherited potential to be a mother. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. And as we say Happy Mother's Day this morning, we are talking about those mothers, amen, that may be adopted, that may have to adopt children and they become mothers, or those mothers that have lost a mother, those mothers, amen, that have been mothers to others when others wouldn't be the mother. We just want to cover all aspects of Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, amen. Watch it, please, because for some women, mom is a status. Glory to God. Mom is a status for some women. Glory to God. They want a child for status. Yeah, amen. Watch it, please. But motherhood is a journey into maturity. Glory to God. Yeah, a journey into maturity and responsibility. Watch this, and creative purpose. Ooh, glory to God. Every mother, hallelujah, when she matures, glory to God, there's a responsibility. There is a maturity and a creative purpose, glory to God, that comes out of that mother, glory to God. And it is significant, glory to God, to her children and her family, glory to God. So on this journey, amen, this call of motherhood to fulfillment, I believe, hallelujah, that God wired every woman with an instinct to care, to nurture, to cover and protect and sacrifice, amen, and lead what she births. Good God Almighty. Every woman right there ought to give God praise, because you know, amen, that that is in you. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so there are three dispositions, if you will. Amen. Three dispositions. Hallelujah. That I want to bring to your attention about a motherhood. Number one, please watch this. Mothering or motherhood is an inherited potential. It's an inherited potential. Glory to God. It was so important to God. Hallelujah. God, that God made a mother. Yeah. Glory. He made a mother. He laid that man down. Pulled God. Hallelujah. That woman out of his rib, out of his side. Glory to God. And made her a part of his will. Glory to God. To mother. Hallelujah. The earth. Amen. Through the seed of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's inherited potential. Mothers are born with the ability to reproduce. Amen. Naturally and spiritually. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. My mother, it has passed, but I remember a time, glory to God, as my protector. When I was very young, for those of you that are in the Georgia area and live with, and remember 4th Avenue, we would walk down to the end of the street, glory to God, and there was a barber shop all the way at the end on the left-hand side. And one day, I went to that barber shop, and I woke up with a crook in my neck. But it was coming to be Easter, I believe, and my mother sent me to the barber shop on Saturday. I went there, hallelujah, and the barber, amen, was just treating me bad, pushing my head and telling me to turn my head, and I'm saying I can't, my neck is crooked, and he was talking to me wrong. He cut my hair. I went back home, and my mom said, how did your haircut go? I told her about the barber. Guess what she did? She said, let's go back down there. Glory to God. Me and my mom, glory to God, walked back to the barber shop, glory to God, and she opened the door and she said, who cut my son's hair? And the barber said, I did. She said, my son came home and told me how you treated him. She said, I sent him here, glory to God, for him to get a haircut, and if you ever, blah, 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 and she told him off, glory to God, got him together and walked out the door. I said, oh my goodness, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, if you want to see a mother walk into her potential and her creative purpose, mess with her children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to get something you wasn't expecting every time. Some mother right now to say amen to that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Inspired potential. Mothers are born with the ability to reproduce naturally and spiritually. Glory to God. The next amen deposit is, watch this, not only is it inspired potential, it is inherited potential, it is an inspired passion. A mother, glory to God, does not have to be perfect, glory to God, but she must be passionate. Yeah, hallelujah. She must be patient. She must be purposeful, amen, as she navigates life. This is how she's wired. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's an inspired passion, amen, from God that's innate in a mother's love and a mother's care and a mother's touch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's inherited potential, family. It is inspired passion. And then the third dimension of this thing is, watch this, it's intentional purpose. Glory to God. Intentional purpose. Giving birth to children of faith. Amen. And in the faith. And giving birth to children through the word. Giving birth to children through the womb. Glory to God. It's intentional purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please get this. I'm not talking about nobody. Amen. But I need to just share with you. Watch this, please. When a woman wants a child, when a woman wants a baby, amen, and she planned to be pregnant, glory to God. Watch this. When she planned to be pregnant, she's already considered what it takes to raise it. Whoop. Good God Almighty. But we sometimes in our immaturity, glory to God, and I know because I got daughters, glory to God, and I'm not talking from some I don't know, but in our immaturity, we can get pregnant and don't plan to raise it. Shakabasho. Some mama right now, some grandmother right now, glory to God, hallelujah. You had to raise what you didn't birth, glory to God, because your daughter planned to get pregnant, but didn't plan to raise it. And it sometimes has caused you, amen, heartache, headache, glory to God, and caused you, and caused you some stress and struggle and strain. But I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah, you still stepped in. You need to give yourself a patty cake, okie dokie, celebrate, amen, that God made you significant enough not to see your grands go down when they got a significant grandmother that can help keep them up. Ooh, glory to God. Somebody shout off of that right there. Hallelujah. Oh my, I'm feeling this word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So please get this in the biblical context of spiritual life and growth. We can define this role, amen, of what a mother is, but more in the context of a spiritual mother. Glory to God. It's simultaneously, amen, naturally the same. Amen. A spiritual mother is one who nurtures another from infancy to adulthood in the spirit. Yeah, just like a natural mother. Glory to God. From infancy to adulthood. Or one who nurtures, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. One from a place of immaturity to maturity, yeah, amen. Or from one level, amen, in God to higher levels in God. Glory to God, yeah, amen, hallelujah. That's what spiritual mothers do, glory to God. They don't misuse, they don't abuse, they don't control, glory to God, hallelujah, yay, my, yay, see, come my soul, hallelujah, yeah, glory to God, amen. Please get it. A man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, glory to God. So please get this. According to Genesis chapter 2, when your son, mama, when your son marries a wife, yeah, not have a girlfriend, come on now, but when he marries a wife, girlfriends are significant, they're important, but I'm talking about the scripture, glory to God. When you're, according to Genesis 2:24, when your son marries a wife, watch this please, the mother in his life, watch this, significance doesn't change, but her status do. This is where, glory to God, we need a revelation. Yeah, we need a revelation of family dynamics, glory to God, that will keep the devil, hallelujah, out of the family right here. Glory to God. When a son marries a wife, yeah, glory to God, the mothers in their life, significance doesn't change, but her status do. And we get into a family struggles and conflict, amen, and we have battles in the family, glory to God, because watch this please, because we have a misunderstanding of appropriating significance for status. Preach Apostle McCoy this morning. Glory to God. I believe I will. So watch this, please. This mother, in her significance doesn't change, but her status do. Glory to God. She no longer is the primary woman in this son's life when he get a wife. The wife should be the primary woman. But the mother still should have significance. And so to the degree, why? So to the degree that when she becomes the mother-in-law, the woman that's primary in the son's life should not disrespect or disregard her significance. Woo! But yet on the other side, the mother-in-law should not disrespect or disregard this woman's primary status. Oh my God, somebody get it right with your mother-in-law this morning. Glory to God, hallelujah. Woo, amen. So God thought so much of a mother, he made one when he made a man. He thought so much of mothers, watch this please, he gave one when he needed, hallelujah, to carry out his will, glory to God, hallelujah, and put a seed in Mary, glory to God. Yeah, amen. So please get this. This mother is significant. Why is it that in some churches, in some denominations, in some spiritual environments, watch this, why do they have what they call a church mother? Yeah, glory to God. A church mother. Yeah, a church mother. Mothers, when children are born, children get their milk from mothers. Yeah, when children are born in the spirit, 1 Peter 2 tells us, as newborn babe, we ought to desire the sincere milk of the word. We get the milk, glory to God, from the church in the spirit. Hey, glory to God. Babies do. Yeah, glory to God. Watch this. Amen. Glory to God. Church mother, mature, senior, experienced, able to teach the younger, amen, women, godly mothers. Glory to God. The nature of the word of God, the Holy Spirit. Hey, they're examples in the church. So you have a church mother. And then why is it that in some organizations, glory to God, please get this, in some organizations, then you have what they call the mother church. Oh, why is it named the mother church? Why is it in some parts of scripture, amen, the word of God relates the church to a her and not a him? Good God Almighty. I'm just, why? Because, amen, according to, I believe it's Revelation 19, the church is a bride. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. The church is a bride. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. So mothers, glory to God, they nurture through, amen, through affection, love, and discipline. Glory to God. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Amen. Watch Paul talking to the Corinthian church. Glory to God. And he says at one point, he says this. He says, shall I come to you with a rod or in love and the spirit of gentleness? Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And, you know, again, we've moved away from the era of true discipline where, glory to God, when you know mama was coming, she was coming with a rod or she was coming with love and gentleness. Glory to God. But in today's society, glory to God, we have to watch it. But that does not negate from the Bible. Glory to God. The Bible say, amen, if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil that little booger. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all I'll leave right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So please get this. Mothers nurture through affection and discipline. Yeah, come on. We're talking about the significance of mothers. Mothers are reproducers. Yeah, come on. Glory to God. They give birth to what they carry. Mothers are carriers. Mothers are incubators. Hey, glory to God. They reproduce. They reproduce. They have a reproductive system that know what to do with seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Mothers, glory to God. Mothers are developers. They help others reach their potential. Amen. In life, glory to God, and in God. I'm talking about the significance of mothers. Mothers, watch this now. Mothers are either one of the two, amen, or one of the other. Here it is. Mothers are either hoarders or releasers. What do you mean, hoarders? What do you mean, hoarders? Mothers are hoarders or releasers. They know when to let you go. And in other times, watch this, please, they don't know when to let go. Oh, my. Glory to God. They don't know when to let go. I'm telling you, glory to God, I know, amen, that we need the revelation, amen, of when to let go, mother, sometime. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no reason. Come on now. I'm about to get in trouble, but I got to get it out there. There's no reason for you to be worried, glory to God, and stressed out. Amen. Glory to God. And losing weight and, amen, and going in and out of the hospital because you're, because your 35, 40 year old son is living in your house and disregarding your significance. Preach, apostle, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. The reason that he's there, you a hoarder. And you don't think, back up. You're messing up your message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mothers are significant. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mothers are significant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mothers, glory to God, are celebrators. Yeah. Mothers are celebrators. Mothers are celebrators. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mothers are celebrators. They rejoice and encourage. Glory to God. They long to see their children and their families win in life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They long to see their children graduate and dominate. Glory to God. In life. They long to see, glory to God, their spouses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Their husbands. Hallelujah. Be the man that God called them to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about mothers that are celebrators. Watch this, please. The enemy, we have allowed the enemy to do us a disservice where, watch it, please, as mothers and women of God and women, even in the world, that we don't celebrate, glory to God, our sisters enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's power in connected. There's power in connected joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Mothers are what I would call, watch this, please. Mothers are structural engineers. Glory to God. They care about what kind of foundation their family and their children have. They care, glory to God, about what kind of foundation, glory to God, that the ministry has. Hallelujah. They are structural engineers, glory to God, and they know how to get things together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mothers, glory to God, in some regard, glory to God, they will even, hallelujah, find a way to walk the borderline between going against the father, amen, and taking care of the children. Glory to God. Even sometime, watch this, in their significance when they do it in the secret. Oh, hallelujah. Raise your hand, mama. Amen. If you've been a mother, amen, and a wife for more than 3 years, you did it already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just smile. Amen. And say, I did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Mothers, watch this. Mothers now in this day with so much going on, mothers are personal Uber drivers. They drop off, glory to God. They take over here, amen. They go over there, glory to God. They pick up over here, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. And then as you're growing up, glory to God, and you got these children and they have friends, mothers become, amen, personal party hosts. glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because of their significance and their love, glory to God, for what they birthed. Hallelujah. Oh my, release this. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Let me release this to mothers this morning. Watch this, please. Mothers this morning, that the enemy has been trying to infiltrate your mind. He's been trying to infiltrate your mind and damper the spirit of your heart because you see your children, what you birth and what you raise, you see their life off course and you see, amen, that's not what you prayed. That's not what you wanted. That's not what you asked God for, amen, in their life, but they are living opposite of what you're believing. Let me just speak to you, mama, this morning, and I want to release you and free you from a condemnation, glory to God, that's trying to lock you up, glory to God, and take your freedom, hallelujah. Please get this, Proverbs 22:6, train them up and in the way they should go, hallelujah, should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. Here it is, mama. Don't miss this. If you have done your part to share, amen, love, glory to God, and show your child, glory to God, hallelujah, how life should be, amen, and you sacrifice and giving them the best, glory to God, you work two jobs sometimes, you took things you shouldn't have took, glory to God, hallelujah, just so they could be who, glory to God, you birthed them to be, and they still decide in their mature age to do what they want to do. Glory to God. I release you from condemnation this morning. Glory to God. It's not your fault. It's not you. It's their choice that got them in that situation. And the quicker you release them to God, the freer you're going to be in the spirit. Glory to God. Somebody receive that this morning, but yet still love them. Glory to God. Still love them. Still love them, but you got to release them in the spirit, but still love them. Woo, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please get this. Mothers, again, they are structural engineers. Mothers take pride in naming and nurturing from intimacy to adulthood. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. It's the house bond. So mothers have spiritual attributes, and we've talked about really a number of them as we've been talking from beginning to end of this message. Mothers have spiritual attributes. They are nurturing, they're loving, they have wisdom, they sacrifice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Mothers, amen, are protectors. They're carers. They're carriers. All of those are attributes, and so on and on. And the list goes on and on and on. Amen. And there are so many mothers in scripture, like Moses' mother, Jochebed. And when Pharaoh, amen, decreed and declared that every male child be killed, she put her life on the line. Glory to God. To set her son aside, amen, and put him in a basket and shot him down the river, glory to God. And just so happened by the will of God that the same man that said, kill all the baby boys, his daughter found the baby boy, put him in the house, and Moses became, amen, the prince of Egypt. I'm telling you how God will work it out if you trust him with your children. That's all I'm saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, please. And then we can get to Sarai, where God promised, amen, that he was going to do a thing, amen, through her barrenness, and they couldn't have no children, and the adoption agency didn't exist, glory to God, and they could not in vitro her at that time, glory to God. She got, watch this, she got impatient, she got impatient, but she was promised a seed from God. Glory to God. And she decided, amen, that I'm going to give, amen, hallelujah, my maiden to my man, amen, and that's going to be our seed. And God stepped in and said, that's what you birthed. That ain't what I promised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. No, your promise is in your Isaac, not your Ishmael. Hallelujah to God. Thank you. God can still work through, glory to that, but it's not the promise of God. So I'm telling you, glory to God, this morning, let's give God for the praise for those, watch this, single mothers, amen, that have stepped up and raise children, raise sons and daughters, glory to God, to the best of their ability. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You are celebrated as well, glory to God, this morning. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. And then, glory to God, we can talk about this woman in scripture. Her name was Deborah. Glory to God. In Judges 4, 5, 6, 7, glory to God, Deborah, amen. The scripture said, and Deborah arose a mother in Israel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when she became the mother of Israel, glory to God, men of war, hallelujah, glory to God, they were so connected, glory to God, to her significance that they said, glory to God, that we won't even go to battle if you don't go with us because we need your wisdom as the mother of Israel based on where they came from and what was happening before she rose up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. So mothers, the attributes of mothers, glory to God, they are endless. Hallelujah. And they're significant in the lives of their children and of their family. And even, watch this, in the world, mothers, glory to God, are making it happen. Glory to God, in the ministry. And then mothers are making it happen in the marketplace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, mothers, amen, are entrepreneurs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they come home, amen, to secure, glory to God, their families. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, mothers, this morning. Praise God. So mothers have attributes. Watch this. And then mothers, we talk about mothers have spiritual assignment of mothers. The spiritual assignment of a mother is to be a house bun, to be a house bun, to be a house bun. And again, from the beginning, God anointed the woman, amen, to be the one that would bring forth life, to be a mother. And he instilled that understanding into Adam, glory to God. And Adam spoke it out when he said, your name shall be Eve, amen, the mother of all living. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, Shammai, glory to God. Mother's spiritual assignments, glory to God, of mothers is to be the house bun, even if they got a husband. Glory to God, hallelujah. So the watch this now, the band goes around the house, if you will. If you're gonna ban something, you ban, it's something that holds some together from the outside. Yeah, but watch this. The bond, glory to God, is something that holds something together from the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, that'll preach right there. Amen. So when a husband and a wife work together, amen, the mother and the father, let me say it like that. The mother and the father work together. They have the whole house covered because it's banded from the outside and bonded from the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yay, my shokoro. Hallelujah. Amen. It's spiritual assignment of mothers. Amen. It is to birth and to teach and to help grow and to mature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those that God has given to their responsibility, they are anointed for that. They're anointed, glory to God, for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, my. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And so we have mothers that have a spiritual attributes. Mothers have spiritual assignments. And then mothers have a spiritual anointing. Yeah, they have a spiritual anointing. Mothers are anointed to love unconditionally. Hallelujah. Mothers are anointed to love unconditionally. Why? Because of what I mentioned up front. They have inherited, glory to God, potential. They have inspired passion. Yeah, it's that inspired passion that allows those mothers to love unconditionally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't convince a mother's love, glory to God, to pull away from what they birthed. It don't matter, amen, which way or how crossways, amen, that son or that daughter, amen, ends up, that mother has a love, glory to God, for what she birthed, amen, that you just will not understand if it didn't come out of your loin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes we just don't understand as men, glory to God, hallelujah, how and why, amen, mothers have that patience and that passion, amen, glory to God, to take and take and take and take, glory to God, hallelujah, and give and give and give and give, amen, hallelujah, through all kind of storms, amen, of life and still, amen, love. It's the theology of God. It's the theology of God. Hallelujah. Mothers are anointed to sacrifice, glory to God, and to suffer. Yeah, amen, to see their children and their families do better, go higher, amen, and accomplish more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for mothers. Glory to God. Thank you for mothers. Hallelujah. Thank you for mothers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen. Make sure you call your mother today and say thank you. I don't care. Amen. If you're not that close, if she's living, you need to call her and say thank you. Glory to God. I love you. If you hadn't did it, amen, in a long time, break the cycle today. Hallelujah. Reach out to your mom, whether it's FaceTime, text, phone call. Reach out to your mom today and say, thank you. I love you. You don't know what it would do for her because it's not about you. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it go. Whatever it was, amen, that caused, amen, the disconnect and caused, amen, the wall to come in the middle. Let it go today. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, Yeshua, that the Spirit of God will ignite your heart to let it go today and reach out to your mother and tell her, I love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you need to say you're sorry, amen, go ahead and say, I'm sorry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't put it on your mother. Glory to God. Take responsibility for yourself. Oh my God, hallelujah. Woo! Okay, here it is. Mothers are anointed to sacrifice and suffer. Watch it, please. The significance of mothers. Mothers are anointed to stay awake during the night. Woo! Because their child is sick. I'm talking about this passionate love. And care and concern. Mothers are anointed to stay awake at night because their child is sick. But watch this. These mothers that are anointed to stay awake at night because their child is sick, they do not lose that anointing even when the same child has become of age and they think they slick. Somebody go catch that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't lose that anointing when you get grown, when the child gets older, when the child, amen, glory to God, gets of age and they get, amen, in junior high and high school and they think they slick. Glory to God. Mama don't lose that anointing. Glory to God that she had to stay awake at night when you were little. She's still awake at night while, amen, you telling her, amen, that you're going to the game, but you over so-and-so house. Okay, that ain't my message either, but glory to God. Mama, amen, glory to God, has a discernment. She can feel some stuff and sense some stuff. Mothers know things. There's an instinct and an intuition, glory to God, and an inner gut. Yeah. Hey, glory to God, of the spirit that will cause a mother to wake up at night and just begin to pray when she don't know where her children are and what they're doing. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mothers have an anointing. They have an assignment. They have attributes. Glory to God. Mothers, hallelujah, are educators. They are educators. Glory to God. They are tutors and, amen, they are mentors and they help, glory to God, with homework assignments and all those things. Mothers, watch this, mothers are elevators. Glory to God. Yeah. Mothers are elevators. Hallelujah. That'll take you up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yay, glory to God. Let you ride on their strength. Hallelujah. To get where you're going. Woo. Mothers are, watch this. Mothers are also sometimes escalators. Ay, ay, ay. They are anointed to be the source to assist you in getting to the next level. Or coming down to a level, watch this, that you need to be on. My God, I'm talking about this anointing of mothers. Glory to God. It's physical and it's spiritual. And they are significant. They are significant. Glory to God. Because motherhood is God's theology. Glory to God. The significance means the quality of being worthy, amen, of attention and importance. And today, on this Mother's Day in 2024, we bring that attention and that significance and that importance to our mothers, those that are living, those that have passed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are significant. Glory to God. And our security of our identity. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. We just cannot really tell, amen, all that a mother is. It can't be described. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All that a mother does, it can't really be captured. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all that a mother can become because of that potential that's inside of her. Amen. Glory to God. We just have to just learn, amen, to see our mothers as significant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Without her, you would not be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. This is Mother's Day 2024, and mothers are significant in the scriptures. Mothers are significant, glory to God, hallelujah, in the spirit, and mothers are significant as a source in the lives of their families and their children, and we are grateful for mothers today. Celebrate them. Hallelujah. Find a way to be up and not down, even if your mother has passed and is gone. Then gravitate to another mother figure to celebrate. Hallelujah. And thank God, even if you're a mother, glory to God, that you're here. Make this day significant. When we come together, or when you come together as family, let the children understand how significant Mother's Day is, and is more than just a time to eat and gather and play. Hallelujah. Give them a lesson of life that they can remember to give their own when they become mothers and celebrate on this day. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the word of God this morning. Yee, hallelujah. I pray blessing and favor upon mothers today. I pray strength for those that are dealing with brokenheartedness and bruising in the spirit because their mother has gone on to be, hallelujah, with you, or father have deceased and are in the grave. I pray, Father, that you would let them rise up, hallelujah, Father, and have a joy unspeakable, full of glory. Glory to God. And not sit around in condemnation and sadness, but in gladness, Father, lift them this morning by the power of your word. Let this message reach their heart. Let them know, God, that they have a significance, hallelujah, that can overshadow their sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you and we honor you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. Let me say, God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let's get ready to give an offering today. I want to say thank you so much for those of you, amen, that responded to be a blessing. Amen to your spiritual mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your seed and thank you for your giving to this ministry. Amen. Listen, we are on our way somewhere in the spirit of God, and God is moving and God is working. Glory to God. And we are getting closer and closer. Amen. To being in our own space and in-person services. Hallelujah. As this time is coming forth. So you're not giving into a ground that's not fertile. You're not giving into a place that are good stewards. You're not giving into a place where there's a responsibility. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a place that appreciates every seed. And we pray over that seed, reciprocity back into, glory to God, your home. Glory to God. And that God would rebuke the devourer for your sake as you sow your seed and give your offering. Amen. In times like these. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. To God be the glory. I pray that your day is blessed. From Ignite One Worship Center family, we glorify the Lord and we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Ignite One, yep. Inspire One, yep. And invite One. And we'll see you next time in Jesus' name.